we can't be weightless in space, right? But if we get into a pool, we have some buoyancy, and it just makes us feel so much better. So for people who have, they might be overweight, or maybe they've got some limited mobility, they can move in the water in ways that they simply can't move on land. And that's why we know swimming is such a great exercise for older people, for paraplegics, for pregnant women, for anybody who's having some mobility issues on land. Swimming is really a great place for them to get some good exercise.
Well, a lot of folks want to do it for weight loss. So I guess the question is, how many calories can you actually lose by getting in the pool?
Well, you can burn a lot, and that's what's really great. So we know that if you're really going to be, you know, one of those gung-ho swimmers who does all those laps, mm-hmm. and you weigh, say, 130 pounds, well, if you're doing a crawl and you're swimming fast for an hour, you can burn up to about 600 calories, which is really, that's akin to jogging or walking fast. Mm-hmm. And if you're heavier, obviously you will burn more. So there's going to be a lot of variance, but if you really want to know how much you're burning, there's actually an online free swimming calculator from Endless Pools where you can go in and calculate, or you could do what I do. I've got a watch that will actually go in the pool with me, and it tells me, not only counts laps, but it'll tell me how many calories I'm burning.
Nice. Let's talk about the advantages to a number of medical conditions. What are researchers finding?
So we've known for a long time that swimming is great for cardiovascular because your heart rate goes up, your breathing, all those things are good. It helps. You can use all the muscles in your body. But we're finding that it may also help kids with the autism spectrum. And that's really great news because we're always looking for new approaches for them. One of the latest studies was conducted in Taiwan with boys. And half the boys were put into a 10-week swimming program. The other half were held back and just did their normal activities. After the first 10 weeks that the group that was swimming, they showed improvements in aquatic skills and in social skills. So then for the second half of the study, they put the kids in who hadn't been swimming. They showed the same improvements. And what was even better is that the first group sustained their improvements through the second 10 weeks. So it means that this may actually last. And that's really great news.
What about for folks who have arthritis? It can be really beneficial for them.
It really can be. And another new study that was just published this month in a journal for nurses who do rehabilitation work found that they put people with arthritis they divided them in half, and half of them took an aquatic class for 8 weeks, and they did that 3 times a week, and the other half didn't. And they found that the group that took the aquatic class had less pain, stiffness, and difficulty carrying out their daily activities. They also just felt better about themselves, which is really nice, and they increased their muscle strength. So again, a real win-win for people just to get in the pool 3 times a week, and it can really help their joints.